The black domino kept on turning back and apparently, on two occasions, saw something that startled her, for she hurried her pace and Raoul's as though they were being pursued. They went up two floors. Here, the stairs and corridors were almost deserted. The black domino opened the door of a private box and beckoned to the white domino to follow her. Then Christine, whom he recognized by the sound of her voice, closed the door behind them and warned him, in a whisper, to remain at the back of the box and on no account to show himself. Raoul took off his mask. Christine kept hers on. And when Raoul was about to ask her to remove it, he was surprised to see her put her ear to the partition and listen eagerly for a sound outside. Then she opened the door ajar, looked out into the corridor, and in a low voice said, "He must have gone up higher." Suddenly she exclaimed, "He is coming down again." She tried to close the door, but Raoul prevented her, for he had seen on the top step of the staircase that led to the floor above a red foot, followed by another, and slowly, majestically, the whole scarlet dress of Red Death met his eyes. And he once more saw the death's head of Perrault Guirec. "It's he," he exclaimed. "This time he shall not escape me." But Christine had slammed the door at the moment when Raoul was on the point of rushing out. He tried to push her aside. "Whom do you mean by he?" she asked in a changed voice. "Who shall not escape you?" Raoul tried to overcome the girl's resistance by force, but she repelled him with a strength which he would not have suspected in her. He understood, or thought he understood, and at once lost his temper. "Who?" he repeated angrily. "Why, he, the man who hides behind that hideous mask of death. The evil genius of the churchyard at Perrault, Red Death. In a word, madam, your friend, your angel of music. But I shall snatch off his mask as I shall snatch off my own. And this time we shall look each other in the face, he and I, with no veil and no lies between us, and I shall know whom you love and who loves you." He burst into a mad laugh while Christine gave a disconsolate moan behind her velvet mask. With a tragic gesture, she flung out her two arms, which fixed a barrier of white flesh against the door. "In the name of our love, Raoul, you shall not pass." He stopped. What had she said? In the name of their love? Never before had she confessed that she loved him, and yet she had had opportunities enough. Pooh! Her only object was to gain a few seconds. She wished to give the Red Death time to escape. And in accents of childish hatred, he said, "You lie, madam, for you do not love me, and you have never loved me. What a poor fellow I must be to let you mock and flout me as you have done. Why did you give me every reason for hope at Perrault? For honest hope, madam, for I am an honest man, and I believed you to be an honest woman, when your only intention was to deceive me. Alas, you have deceived us all. You have taken a shameful advantage of the candid affection of your benefactress herself, who continues to believe in your sincerity while you go about the opera ball with Red Death. I despise you."